Superior Court Judge John Suttick denied a complaint Friday that sought to overturn an emergency regulation that allowed Byron Mallott, the Democratic Party's nominee for governor, to withdraw and join what is being called the unity ticket with Bill Walker. Suttick ruled that Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell and the Division of Elections were working under established precedent when an emergency regulation was approved that allowed Mallott and Walker to team up. Walker is a Republican, but he decided to run for governor as an independent in an effort to avoid being beaten by incumbent Republican Governor Sean Parnell in the August primary election. Mallott easily won the Democratic Party's nomination for governor. Walker and Mallott spent quite a bit of time together on the campaign trail late last year and this year, and Mallott says it became clear that their positions on many issues were similar.
We've had many, many opportunities, at least a dozen over the course of the winter, traveling to the same places, listening, hearing one another, interacting, and it became clear to me, that this was a man that I could trust, this was a man that I could work with, and while we do have differing views in some areas, our view of the kind of Alaska that we should have and that we should work toward are very similar.
On the unity ticket, Byron Mallott is the candidate for lieutenant governor. Bill Walker is the candidate for governor. The unity ticket issued a statement after Friday's court ruling, claiming that they were careful to properly combine the campaigns and have always been confident that they moved correctly. The unity ticket claims this is the fifth time that a non-party candidate for governor has chosen a running mate, and the fourth time such an action was allowed by an emergency regulation from the lieutenant governor. That said, Bill Walker admits the unity ticket is something new and different for Alaska.
This really is unprecedented, what has taken place, and that's not why we do it. But I think that, Byron has, says it well, that, the numbers showed that Alaska wanted a new governor. And we sat down and said, we can be part of, we think we're pretty good listeners. And that's what we've said about our administration. We will listen to Alaskans, the voice of Alaskans, and in the direction that they want. And we heard loud and clear that Alaskans, the majority, said we would like a new administration, a new governor. So we sat down to see how can we make that happen.
Walker and Mallott don't mince words about their motivation in joining their campaigns together. It's to win the November general election. Mallott says they were both aware of the polling that showed neither of them winning in a three-way race with Governor Parnell.
For me, as a major party candidate, I had to be able to go to the Democratic Party, ask to be formally released from my obligation, which I, of course, took very, very seriously. I also wanted the party to come and support this ticket. And that was something that in a very short period of time we were able to accomplish.
It appears that the Alaska Democratic Party has come together in support of the unity ticket. Back on September 1st, the party's central committee voted 89-2 to support the ticket. However, not everyone was convinced. Mike Davis from Dillingham is a member of that committee, and he confirms that he spoke out in opposition to allowing Byron Mallott to withdraw and join Bill Walker. However, Davis says many observers are convinced the unity ticket has a better chance of winning than the Democratic ticket of Mallott and Hollis French. French was the party's nominee for lieutenant governor.
It's a recognition that people are more interested in solving problems than being partisan. And so I think that's a plus for most Alaskans agree with that in terms of showcasing the Democratic platform and ideas. It doesn't give that opportunity. It sort of has to put that, at least from the governor's perspective, put that on the shelf. But I think from what I've heard from the Walker camp, that they're also putting on the fact that he's put that Republican platform aside, at least part of it anyway, to look for a unity government. So there's pluses and minuses to this.
Byron Mallott is a well-respected Alaska Native leader, and many people supported his campaign for governor with the hope that an Alaska Native man could become governor. Before stepping aside to be a candidate for lieutenant governor, Mallott confirms that he sought the blessing of other Alaska Native leaders.
I called around the state to as many Native leaders, Native mentors, folks that I had spent much time with over the years. One of the people that I miss calling, of course, was Harvey Samuelson, who is not with us, but was someone that that I just revered, and I would come out here and visit him. If they had said, no way, Byron, you have to continue your quest for the governorship, it would have made the choice very, very difficult, if not impossible. Not that I bend, you know, and shape my thinking just around the circumstance of the Alaska Native community, because we're part of the entire Alaskan community, and our place is ultimately to create one Alaska in which we all celebrate who we are and our differences, but also those things that we share in common. But it was very important to me. And of course, the advice and counsel I got was almost across the board, it makes sense to do this, Byron. And secondly, if there was uncertainty there, they would say, you know, Byron, we worked with you for a very long time, and we trust you, and we'll support the decision you make. So it was important, and the advice and counsel that I got helped lead me to the decision that we've together made.
Bill Walker and Byron Mallott have both made the high cost of energy in Alaska pillars of their separate and now joint campaigns. Walker asserts that Alaska should have the lowest energy cost in the nation rather than the very high energy cost we currently experience.
Rural Alaska is being redefined because of the cost of energy, and so we need to get our energy to Alaskans. I mean, our Constitution is clear about that, but the way we do that to bring it, in order to bring it down, at least on the natural gas side, and there's lots of different options out there on alternative energy, which we can talk about. We need a market. You know, we have a small population in Alaska. When I'm in Seoul, Korea, or in Tokyo, I look at these masses of people, which I quite honestly wouldn't be comfortable living in that close proximity with lots of folks. But we need that market in order for us to have the energy costs come down by 80% in some areas of Alaska from this development. We need to have the market, and also the revenues are just incredibly necessary. As we use up $7 million a day of our savings every day right now in this deficit spending that we're in, when we run out, what are we going to do? So we need to replace that with additional revenues from our resource development in a responsible way.
Walker says he's anxious to find out the details of the current natural gas pipeline project that's been proposed by the Big North Slope oil producers and the administration of Governor Parnell. However, Walker claims that many of the details have yet to be made public. The statement issued Friday by the unity ticket of Bill Walker and Byron Mallott in response to Judge Suttick's ruling that they can stay on the general election ballot claims that the lawsuit was filed to distract voters in an attempt to stem the strong upward momentum of their campaign. Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell issued a statement Friday afternoon expressing pleasure that Judge Suttick noted the integrity and the impartiality of the Division of Elections. Treadwell noted the decision made by the division was made despite the fact that it doesn't necessarily favor the administration in which he serves. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.